Imagine a nurse on a night shift who follows the hospital's purpose, patient dignity first, and refuses to move a family member's belongings while a team leader signs off to clear a room faster. The leader points to the purpose statement in the lobby and says, "We stood by our purpose." The nurse sees something else, a frontline credibility hit, a trust fracture with the family, and a team that now questions whether purpose is real or just words on a wall. That mismatch cost hours of operational friction and, more importantly, trust.
That's the kind of moment that turns a purpose statement into wallpaper. Good intention, terrible decision. Principles only matter if they change behavior, and right there, behavior didn't change.
Welcome to the Excellence Imperative. I'm James Whitmore.
And I'm Mark Ellison. Today, how you convert a broad why into clear decision rules so leaders and teams make consistent choices every day. We promised three artifacts you'll be able to use right away: a decision boundary map, a one-page purpose to decision checklist, and an exception governance template.
Why now? Because many organizations still treat purpose as inspiration only. But results are the lagging indicator. Leadership behavior is the cause. If people don't feel respected, excellence is impossible. Today, we want to make purpose observable at the decision point.
Quick reality check before we bring our guests in. Three common failure modes we see. First, purpose as poster. Second, noisy exceptions that become the rule. Third, hidden incentives that contradict stated intent. If you don't watch for these, the system will quietly produce the opposite of what you ask for.
All right, let's meet the people who actually did this work. Aisha Rahman is a chief strategy officer who led a purpose to decision conversion across a national services network. Aisha, welcome.
Thanks, James. Glad to be here. We had a broad purpose statement that sounded right in boardrooms, but didn't help a shift supervisor decide in the moment. So we took a different tack. Translate, test, codify. Start small and force the hard conversations about trade-offs.
Carlos Mendez is a frontline supervisor who used purpose-based heuristics to reduce escalations on his unit. Carlos, tell listeners what that looked like on the floor.
Hey, everyone. On the floor, we were getting pulled into every tiny decision because people weren't sure what put people first meant when production pressure hit. We developed a simple rule. If a choice risks patient dignity or safety, pause and escalate only if there's a real trade-off. That cut unnecessary escalations and gave people permission to act without asking every 5 minutes.
And Lena Park is a strategy deployment coach who helped map purpose to leader routines. Lena, you map artifacts to behavior. What's your first coaching move?
First move is to find a decision point, one recurring moment where choices are made. Then I ask, what question should a leader ask in that moment? We turn purpose into a triage question, a steward role, and a time-boxed pilot. Simple language, tested quickly.
Moderator challenge. Each of you name one non-negotiable that must flow from purpose. Aisha, start with you.
Non-negotiable. Transparency about trade-offs. If a decision sacrifices an aspect of purpose for speed or cost, leaders must record and communicate that trade-off so it doesn't become an invisible erosion.
For me, it's protection of frontline agency. People on the ground need clear guardrails so they can act without fear. That means codified heuristics and a safe way to document exceptions.
I'll say steward accountability. Someone has to be responsible for the rule set, monitoring exceptions, and running the pilot. Without a named steward, the work drifts.
Good. Now for the three-step method we promised. Translate, test, codify. Let's unpack each step and give listeners scripts I can use. Translate. Aisha, what does it mean to translate purpose into a decision heuristic?
Translate means taking a line of purpose and asking, what do we want leaders to do in specific moments? You build an if X, then Y heuristic. Example, if X equals a customer's dignity is at risk, then Y equals pause the transaction, escalate to the supervisor, and document Y.
That turns abstract values into immediate actions.
We made ours 5 words: pause, protect, explain, fix, learn. Those words hang on the wall of every team room and show up in shift huddles. Simple language helps people remember in stress.
Translate also means mapping decision boundaries: what's in scope for frontline action and what requires escalation. That's the decision boundary map, a visual grid of who decides what, when, and why.
Next, test. If you don't test, you just created a new poster. Lena, how do you run a 30-day pilot that actually tests behavior and prevents permission creep?
Pilot design is disciplined. Pick a small cohort, name a steward, limit the exception process with time and quota, and collect 3 metrics daily: percent of decisions handled at the frontline, exception rate, and a qualitative trust indicator from quick leader check-ins. Each morning, the steward reviews exceptions and decides whether they're teachable or a rule gap.
And require an exception story, a short form explaining the trade-off. That prevents exceptions from becoming invisible and gives you data to refine the rule later. We refused open-ended exceptions. They were time-boxed and required steward sign-off.
Finally, codify. Mark, what's your advice for embedding these heuristics into leader routines so they survive beyond the pilot?
Make the decision questions part of leader standard work. Add the 1-page purpose to decision checklist to daily huddles, weekly governance forums, and performance reviews. Standards are how respect shows up in operations. If you don't make them routines, leaders won't change behavior consistently.
Also, link the checklist to coaching scripts. For example, when you see X, ask the team, which part of our purpose is intention? What immediate action protects that element? Who owns the exception? That turns codification into coaching.
Let's walk the artifacts live. First, build a decision boundary map. Picture a 2-axis grid: frequency on one axis, consequence on the other. Low frequency, low consequence is frontline discretion. High consequence requires a steward. Aisha, how did you label yours?
We labeled boxes with role names and time rules. For example, low consequence, high frequency decisions, team lead. Medium consequence, supervisor within 60 minutes. High consequence, steward and executive notification. Each box had 1 sample heuristic attached.
On the floor, that map made it obvious. If it's routine, handle it. If it risks dignity or safety, escalate. People stopped defaulting to the manager because the map showed when they could act. That cut our escalations and sped response.
Next artifact, the 1-page purpose to decision checklist. Lena, what's essential on that page?
3 columns: triaging question derived from purpose, accepted frontline action, and the exception criteria with steward contact. Keep it to 5 lines. Make leaders practice the questions in huddles until it becomes muscle memory.
And the exception governance template: time-boxed approvals, quota, and an exception story field that becomes part of the daily dashboard. That's how you keep exceptions from swallowing the rule.
Case study time. Carlos, walk us through a real example where a triage question changed outcomes.
We had a recurring escalation: visitors demanding room changes late at night. Instead of the unit manager deciding each time, we asked a single triage question: does moving the patient protect their dignity or safety? If yes, we moved. If no, we explained the constraints and offered alternates. It reduced late-night moves by 60% and lowered complaints. More importantly, staff felt supported and families understood the trade-off.
Leadership tension: strict rules versus leader judgment. Where do you draw the line? James, your take?
I'll say this: principles don't expire. Practices do. Rules should be created to preserve the principle in common situations, but you can't eliminate judgment entirely. The key is to be explicit about when judgment is appropriate and how it will be recorded and learned from.
We wrestled with the same tension. Our solution? Codify frequent scenarios and create a lightweight escalation for edge cases where judgment is required. Then require a short why and a learning note.
That preserves discretion while building data. From the floor, people want to be trusted. Rules that are too tight feel patronizing, but fuzzy rules lead to chaos. So make the rules tight where ambiguity harms people and leave room for judgment elsewhere, then coach the judgment. And remember, accountability without blame. If you require an exception story, make the review focused on system improvement, not punishment. That protects psychological safety and encourages honest data.
Practical reality check. The 30-day pilot plan. Lena, run us through the checklist listeners can use tomorrow.
Day 0. Select a cohort and steward. Finalize one triage question and publish the one-page checklist. Days 1 through 30, daily 5-minute steward review of exceptions, daily huddle question practice, and 3 tracked metrics: frontline resolution rate, exception rate, and trust pulse. Days 15 and 30, short retrospectives to adjust heuristics. Limit exceptions, no more than 5 per week per cohort without steward escalation. Add one governance rule: every exception story must include a proposed rule change or a coaching action. That prevents permission creep and converts exceptions into improvement input.
Servant leadership is about stewarding conditions for people to succeed. Systems deliver exactly what they are designed to deliver. So our work is to design simple decision rules that surface purpose in everyday choices and protect psychological safety while holding people accountable.
If listeners take one behavior to examine this week, make it your leader huddle question. Train it, test it in a 30-day pilot, name a steward, and collect exception stories. Principles only matter if they change behavior. This is how you make that happen.
Before we close, we have downloadable templates: decision boundary map, the one-page purpose to decision checklist, and the exception governance template linked from the episode page so you can run a pilot quickly. Run it and tell us what you learn.
Thanks to Aisha, Carlos, and Lena for joining. Any final quick thought? One sentence each? Carlos.
Make the question you expect people to ask as simple as possible. Your front line won't use complexity in a crisis. Name a steward before you pilot. Ownership keeps the work honest. Protect psychological safety. Ask, what did we learn? Not who screwed up.
Thank you all. And for listeners, remember, excellence is not an outcome. It's a way of leading. Translate purpose into decision points. Test with discipline and codify into leader routines so decisions reflect your values, not just your posters.
If this episode helped you, subscribe so you don't miss the companion templates and future deep dives. Execution is where strategy succeeds or fails. Let's make it succeed.
Subscribe, try the 30-day pilot, and share an exception story with us. We'll highlight real examples in future episodes. Principles don't expire, practices do. Thanks for listening to the Excellence Imperative.